fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 17th day of May, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I guess I should mention, since we have so many new listeners, why I say in the year of our Lord, 2022. First of all, because it's true. Second of all, because it irritates Muslims. That's two very good reasons, isn't it? We start with the Pledge of Allegiance. And here we go. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip today is to join a local gardening club. That shouldn't be too difficult. Join a local gardening club. Some would specialize in ornamentals, some in fruits and vegetables, others would be mixed. Most of them would be mixed, I think. And in addition, learn how to put up food. That would be dehydration and canning and so forth. That's a very, very important thing these days. All right. We have patient waiting in Greenwood, my friend Leon Green. Leon Green is a former officer in the United States Navy. The most advanced prepper I've ever known, and I've known a lot. I regard Leon as a more advanced prepper than myself, quite frankly. And we're going to be talking about the events today and how incorporating doTERRA essential oils into your daily life, like I have and like Leon does, will help you achieve the goals that you're attempting to achieve. Good morning, Leon.
For the accolades, I really appreciate that.
Good morning, Leon.
Yes, can you hear me?
Leon, I know you're there.
Here, okay.
Morning, Leon.
Can you hear me?
Well, we're having some difficulties here. Leon, if you're talking, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
So maybe we can fix that. Are you there, Leon?
Can you hear me?
I don't hear Leon.
No. I'll call back.
Okay. Well, something needs to be fixed so I can hear Leon. And when that is, we'll bring Leon on board with us here. There's a headline. My go-to news site these days is thelibertydaily.com. That's thelibertydaily.com. Interesting headline in bold red type. The ACLU Communist Front Group files a motion denying the existence of women. How about that?
Can
it goes
you
on. Leon, I hear you now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you very much for the accolades. I appreciate that. And I do agree with you on the you know, going to a gardening, joining a gardening group and or a CSA, because those are also very helpful, too, and many times they're even more evident and more available than that. As a matter of fact, as we're speaking, one of our friends from the event, I want to meet with him because he's back at work because somebody lost a job. And because of that, he said, you can come by this morning to pick up, you know, 2 tons or actually 7 tons of compost. I said, yes, sir, I'll be right over. I'm gonna back off and go get it because I'm running out of time. And you see the diesel prices just going through the roof. So I better get it now while it's cheaper today than next week.
Well, the second thing you mentioned, joining a TSA, Tango Sierra Alpha. What is that?
No, Charlie Sierra Alpha.
Charlie Sierra Alpha?
Yeah, it's the number of states.
Confederate States of America?
No, what? Sir. It's the gardening, or it's those community, it's like a co-op of people who collect food and also meat in mass. So they, you know, they'll split cows or different animals. And it's a community, it's like a community support agency, but the name is
Community Support Agency. Okay. Is that something organized? I've never heard of this before. Is this something organized? This exists nationwide. I never heard of it.
Yes, sir. And matter of fact, a lot of times you'll find them associated with the garden co-ops or the fruit stands, or you know the like in Raleigh, you can go down on Wednesdays and you can go to the garden. They have a major meeting place. It's like almost like a barter. It's like a pre-barter stage in which people have food there that you can go up there and buy right now with cash. But in the future, it'll be like a barter central where people will go and exchange cows and chickens and eggs and things like that.
Okay. And CSA, Community Support Association.
But I'll get you the exact name. But yeah, that is very similar to what you're talking about, joining a garden club where people, you know, save seeds together and then they exchange seeds. And especially the Amish are notorious for that, because it's very good because you don't lose, you know, the gene pool of heirloom seeds or rare chickens and things of that nature. So it is like almost like a bank account for the community where people can share ideas. More importantly, they can share food and half a cow and things of that nature.
Well, Leon, when I entered the legal community as a young man, I was 24 years old. There were attorneys practicing who were born in 1900, World War I veterans. Well, I'm serious, they were. And they were practicing attorneys during the Great Depression. So I got to know some of these men and become friends with them. And they said, John, I would take legal fees in the form of bags of walnuts, skinned out squirrels, fresh, a side of beef. I would take payment for legal fees in barter, because we're talking about attorneys working in the Ozarks during the Great Depression in the 1930s.
Yes,
so, you know, people can, and before the Great Depression, that wasn't taken. Legal fees were paid in cash, not in bags of walnuts or skinned out squirrels. But people adopted pretty quickly to what they needed to do.
It'll be the same way here. And the official name, I'm looking at it online, is Community Supported Agriculture.
I'm making a note of this. Community Supported Agriculture. Now, is there a nationwide group or is it just kind of ad hoc?
No. There are nationwide, it's just like, with the prepper things, they have some, preppernetwork.com. And so, yes, I'll send you that information for the nationwide ones, and specifically the ones in Missouri for us, so you can check into it when you get a chance.
Well, pretty much everybody who was an adult during the Great Depression is dead. There are still some of those folks around, not many. But people can relearn pretty quickly what they need to learn. And now, here in the Ozarks, it's been routine for some barter to take place where men will trade labor. You help me repair my tractor, I'll help you repair your barn, that kind of thing. On an informal, ad hoc basis. No formal organization to it. That's always taking place. But if things get really bad, it would become a lot more prevalent, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir. And matter of fact, you're saying that now in the form, like you're saying, with labor, because, you know, when people need food and they already have skills, I mean, I know people that are swapping out eggs and other things because the pinch is coming on. That's why Netflix and the other, you know, and Starbucks is taking a hit because people are like, look, do I need to have my daily shot of caffeine, or do I want to feed my children and my animals? And so, you know, that's why Netflix and others are taking hits. And, you know, yes, I agree with you. People are going to start to realize that what's more important, the food or even their cell bills. They're going to cut off their kids' cell phones and things of that nature and all the miscellaneous things that they don't need because of the fact
I refer to that, Leon, as discretionary spending.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Which, that's a really big chunk of our economy. If you start thinking about it, a really big chunk of our economy. Most people have more clothes than they'll ever wear, and they mm-hmm. and they continue to buy more. Women have more shoes than they could ever wear, but I had no idea until my wife passed how many pairs of shoes and boots this woman had. It was, and I didn't even count them, something like 40 pairs of shoes and boots. And some of the women I talked to, they say, oh, John, it's not that much. I said, really? I got one, you know, Lee and I got one pair of brown dress shoes, one pair of black dress shoes. I got my cowboy boots, and then I got a pair of boots to ride my motorcycle and work boots. That's it. That's all I got.
And your running shoes for all those.
I got running shoes. I got my track shoes. They have spikes on them, but I'm not really counting those. They're kind of specialized.
Yeah.
But they're hanging up. My track spikes are hanging up, waiting to be used again. If they ever have competition where I don't need to wear a mask outside and engage in that silliness, I may once again compete. We'll see. Getting back to the topic at hand, discretionary spending, let's say vacation. So under the current conditions, mom and dad may not take the youngsters to Disney World because the family would spend about $2,000 for that trip. Instead, they may go to Aunt Nellie's home in Louisiana and spend a week there with Aunt Nellie in Louisiana for about $500 or $600 instead of a trip to Disney World for $2,000. That's probably already happening, don't you think, Leon?
Yes, sir. And you always hear people, you know, the words staycation is becoming more prevalent now that people are like, okay, the gas is too expensive. Even AAA is saying right now they're at record levels. And so, yes, I agree. People are going to be creative about ways to have fun, and camping's going to go through the roof because of the fact that, hey, for the smart people, they realize it's prepping light, because they realize, hey, let's take the foods that we've made in the harvest freeze dryer, and all of our foods, and check our preps, check our lights, and if we really want to have fun, we'll take out the thermals and the night vision goggles, and we'll walk around in the park and see how good we can find each other, and use our comms, use our Baofeng radios and things of that nature. So, yeah. People are doing that more often now.
Something that when I was a city boy majority of my life, when I moved out here 20 years ago, I was shocked and surprised that country people go camping. men and women who already live in the woods, you know, sometimes they may or may not have a neighbor, they're already living in the country, but they go camping as a recreational sport, which really caught me off guard. It never occurred to me that people that live in a remote area of the country would go camping for recreation. And it was something I never even considered. But they do, don't they?
Yes, sir. And I was blown away in just a short time that I was here in June, July of last year, how many people had kayak and canoe and boat, small boat racks on top of their vehicles because of, you know, how prominent the water rays are here. And so, you know, I've really not got into that, but knowing how bloody hot it was last year, I think I'm going to work my tail off till about 10 o'clock, and then I'm going to coordinate with other people, and we can all drive down to the local watering hole and jump in and drift for the next 5 hours and play, and then come back and get back to work.
How bloody hot? How much time did you spend in England, sir?
I was just there for two months. And
Something took, and it became part of who you are. Well, regardless, we talk about these things, and there's a certain amount of fun to this, of course. And I should mention Steve O'Neill. I don't think you've met Steve yet. Steve O'Neill's latest article, it will be posted on my website before the day's over. He's a nuclear scientist, and he lives just south of us, about three counties south of, directly south, by me, two counties south of where you are, Leon. Not that far from you. We may convince him to come to a meetup. We haven't seen Steve for quite a while in person. There's a practical aspect to all this also, besides having fun talking about country people going camping. Right now, we have an opportunity, all of us have an opportunity to stock up on doTERRA oils, that the same oils that are mentioned in the Bible hundreds of times, the same oils that they found in King Tut's tomb, about, 40 or 50 gallons of oils that, they might calculate the dollar value of what those oils would be in today's dollars that were found in King Tut's tomb.
No, but I can crunch the numbers for you when you get a chance.
It would be approaching $1 million, I would think. Fascinating. So these same oils, the exact same oils that the three wise men brought to baby Jesus, the exact same oils that King Tut had buried with him, we offer them for sale at doTERRA. And that's pretty extraordinary. As I like to mention, the Bible doesn't waste time on silliness. Like, there's no chocolate chip cookie recipes in the Bible, are there, Leon? They're not there.
No, sure. No chocolate chip recipes.
But you know, because it's not important. There's only important stuff in the Bible, such as mentioning the essential oils several hundred times. They're just as valuable for human health and well-being in 2022 as they were when the words of the Bible were written 2,000 plus years ago, aren't they?
Correct. And many people, yes, sir. And I think about the fact that if, you know, Jesus was given two forms of wealth, one form of wealth and two forms of health. And he was given the frankincense and the myrrh. And so versus one chunk of gold or whatever amount of gold he was given. So when you think about it in that regard, health was twice as important as wealth was. Because if you're not alive and you're not in great shape, it doesn't matter. You could be George Soros worth billions of dollars and be on a ventilator in a coma. That is not quality of life. So when I hear people say, well, it's not that important, it's like, okay, well, if you don't have to, you don't have to buy the oils now, but
well,
when the antibiotics let me
confuse the issue here a little bit, if I can.
Okay.
This goes back to, this has to do with gold and what Moses did. He came off the mountain. He was really upset that the Hebrews had built a gold idol. What the Bible says is that he busted it up, mixed it with water, and had them drink it. There's a possibility. There's a possibility that that's not exactly what Moses did. That he actually made monatomic gold and had them drink it, which is a very healthy thing. And the three wise men may have brought monatomic gold to baby Jesus, which is extremely healthy. Extremely healthy. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
Oh, my back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 17th of May. The month is more than half over. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. We are having some fun here, but we're also putting out some very important, life-saving, life-altering information. If you want to get started with the oils like Leon and I, here's what you do. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Under products, you'll find doTERRA Essential Oils. Do a little shopping. What you're looking for is the largest kit. It's KIT, Kilo, India, Tango. The largest kit you can afford. And that gives you the most bang for your buck. Just getting started, that's the most oils you can get for your money. And just buy that. That's number one. Number two, get yourself two different editions of the same book. Why is that, John? Well, here's why. The Food and Death Administration no longer allows us to say the truth about these oils. The fifth edition allows us to say the truth. So you need that for a reference book. The 13th edition has all the latest oils in it. So you need both. The fifth edition and the 13th edition. Here's the title of the book. Simple two-word title. I'll repeat twice slowly. Modern Essentials. I say again, Modern Essentials. I do it twice because I don't want emails. John, what was the title of that book? Last but not least, if you're in a hurry, and I know people are in a hurry, you've got issues you've been dealing with for decades, you don't want to wait for the books, you want to get started quickly, and or you'd like a home-based business, another stream of income, helping your family, helping people you go to church with, helping your friends and neighbors achieve the same goals that you want to achieve by having a home-based business selling doTERRA oils, Leon Green can help you with both those matters. All you need to do is call Leon, and he'll gladly get back with you to help you with either or both of those issues. What's that phone number, Leon?
Yes, sir. It is 303-495-2188 Mountain Time.
And I say that again, 303-495-2188 Mountain Time. If Leon's busy in his garden picking up fertilizer, tending to the chicks, he'll leave a message. He will get back with you. He's very, very good about getting back with people. So I didn't know that monatomic gold existed until about 10 years ago. One of our listeners is a scientist. He's been heavily involved in a number of pretty heavy topics, including monatomic gold. And looks like we have you, Lynn, until the top of the hour, and then you got to take off for your chore to pick up the fertilizer. Monatomic gold, I don't sell it. doTERRA doesn't sell it. It has some phenomenal health-related benefits that I'm not going to discuss here because I don't have that material in front of me. But it is phenomenal. And, just thinking about it here, Leon, I think I may go ahead and get a supply of monatomic gold myself just so I have it on hand if I ever need it. I don't know if I might ever need it or not. But getting a supply of the oils, you're building an inventory that will last, just like the oils discovered in the King Tut tomb, they will last for centuries into the future, providing a legacy for children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Right, Leon?
Absolutely. And yes, the advantage of having it is, it unlike the drugs that you get, you know, the pharmaceutical drugs and the antibiotics, you know, they have expiration dates. As long as you keep these cool, dark, and dry, you can pass these on. And like we talked about earlier, when Howard Carter found the frankincense and myrrh in King Tut's tomb in 1922, it was still medically viable because it was cool, dark, and dry after 3,400 plus years. So right, you can pass this on to relatives and your legacy if you do that. And so, unlike the drugs, if you just pass on, you know, you have a doctor, or you're a doctor, and you stash, you know, a semi-truck of those drugs, they will be expired after 50 years, completely expired. And most people don't know this, but tetracycline becomes toxic after the expiration date. So most people don't know that. They're like, okay, I'm just going to hold this. And if you go look in your medical cabinet right now, if you had the last administration or prescription of tetracycline and that is expired, it'll actually be very damaging to your liver, very similar to being damaging like remdesivir to your liver. So in that stuff, you throw it away. Just don't even hold it, because it's better that you not have that toxin in your body in an emergency than to put it in there and make it worse. So there's a lot of things that people don't know about that are going to hurt them or kill them after a grid down scenario.
Absolutely. That's good advice, Leon. Good advice. Well, I get my monthly delivery of doTERRA oils, and I really look forward to building my inventory. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
someone threw a Molotov cocktail into the office of a pro-life group in Wisconsin. The official White House statement said, President Biden strongly condemns this attack and political violence of any stripe. First of all, official statement? President Biden couldn't comment himself? Second, someone throws a firebomb and this administration strongly condemns the action. But speak out at a school board against critical race theory in elementary school and you're a domestic terrorist. The MAGA movement is the most extreme political movement in our country has ever seen. Defend yourself during a riot and you're a racist. January 6th attendees are held under the jail without due process for attacking democracy itself. Firebombing a pro-lifer, strongly condemned. This administration is a partisan blend of hyperbole and hypocrisy. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com until tomorrow. Civis Pacem. Parabellum.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Revised just 2 weeks ago to make things quicker and easier to find. I had an inquiry yesterday about the ivermectin protocols, and at my website we were just taking up too much space, so we've consolidated everything. When you scroll down, here's what you do: COVID-19. When you click on the top there, where it says 200 links, go to link number 51. To find the FLCC ivermectin protocols. We're going to make that easier to find. But for the time being, it's article number 51, the FLCC, that's Foxtrot, Lima, Charlie, ivermectin protocols, right there. And let's see, I'll scroll down to verify that. Yeah, link to Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance. So that's where that is. The products that I have there are, we go through a lot of thought and pondering before we accept a product at my website. Mike Lindell's products are marvelous. The MyPillow products, the Giza sheets, the cozy, warm slippers that I have a pair on right now, sleepwear. Up to 66% off. Marvelous, marvelous. I'll be talking to Tom Burhill today about getting more energy cleaners getting all the backwaters caught up. They come and they go. That's just the nature of the energy cleaner, helping people get their lives back, get past the arthritis pain, get the best night's sleep they've had in decades, right, with the energy cleaner. If you already have your energy cleaner, check out the Micro Plush Throws. Only $75. They're warm and cozy and elegant. They go on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat to help you get that signal as much as you can. Everything's linked at my website at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, I have a toll-free R line. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Leon Green, we're talking about how incorporating the doTERRA oils in your daily life can help you have the life that you want. If you got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Leon, in Washington State and California, the penal systems are allowing mentally ill men who believe they're women to be placed in women's penitentiaries. And, of course, resulting in rapes and unwanted pregnancies. I wonder if, are the inmates in charge of the asylum? What's going on out there? It's completely insane. Do you have any thoughts on it?
No, and I was thinking, I mean, any devious and deviant-minded people, males, who are thinking, wow, I can rape women now. All I have to do is identify as a beautiful, blonde, buxomous woman, and I can go to a place and now be in lockup with these ladies. So you're right. The criminals are in charge of the asylum, and, you know, the foxes are in charge of the foxes are in the hen house. And so it's just ludicrous to think this, and now they're going to sue them. So anybody who thinks that this is appropriate is just...
If a criminal believes he's Napoleon, is the penal system going to provide a complete, authentic Napoleon uniform for him to wear around in the prison because he identifies as Napoleon? And the white horse, you know, when he's got his... recreation time in the yard, a nice white stallion to ride around because he identifies as Napoleon. And that's not as crazy as a man believing he's a woman. I don't believe. There's different levels of insanity.
Yes, sir.
So at least the man who thinks he's Napoleon still thinks he's a man. That's not as insane as believing he's a woman, is it? I don't believe.
Right. And when you think about, you know, they say, if that's the case, if they are raped and they produce a baby, then the binary stupidity and insanity goes away, because a man can't produce a baby by himself, nor can two women produce a baby by themselves. So this stupidity of, oh, he identifies and he's already been transgendered and he went through the sex change. He's pumped up estrogen, he's still going to be able to produce even minimal, unless he gets castrated chemically or physically. He can still he can still do that. So it's just stupid when I hear this. And you talk to people and they have no concept of reality.
Another aspect of what's going on in California, you know, we're at the beginning of the we're already in the air conditioning system. A overstrained power grid can't support current electrical requirements. In addition, they want to add on millions of automobiles being charged up from the same defective electrical system that is already, we know, there will be brownouts in California this year. Of course there will.
Sir.
And they're going to put more load on the already overtaxed, overburdened electrical system. I can't imagine a bright high school student wanting to do that, let alone mature adults who supposedly have 4 years of education past high school and are running things.
Yes, sir. I agree with you. It's just the stupidity. You know, the world runs on diesel, and I just read that Sri Lanka, the island off the coast of India, is on their last day of petrol. And so now they're having riots. So imagine, just wait till that happens in America, when there's no more food, and they want to go green, and that silly little teenager girl, she says, "You're stealing my future." And what happens is, right, she's not going to have a future. It's going to be like Hunger Games. The only people who have the ability to move are going to be the power elite. You'll own nothing and like it. This is right now, it's all predictive programming. And I watched that. I haven't seen Hunger Games in years, but I got to watch it because there's so many cues of what they're doing now that were predicted years ago.
Roger that. Roger that. Well, it's a trilogy of three films. The young lady, a very attractive young lady, is a hopeless liberal, by the way. But it's very creative. The writing was very creative, and the storyline was very creative. Donald Sutherland makes a very convincing dictator, and so it was good acting, good plot development, interesting music, interesting use of graphics. I think there was a resurgence of interest in archery following that film, wasn't there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I agree. And matter of fact, and I think also, especially with the crossbow, you know, that was dictated with Walking Dead, and so those things are not very quiet. I bought one because I know I could always reuse it, but yeah, you don't have the even with the silencers on and the dampening technology, it's still as noisy as heck. It's louder than my .22.
Well, I have a story I'll share with you privately about archery. Just remind me next time we're together in private. Yes, but the American Indians had a technique for using bows and arrows with indirect fire. Now, here's what I'm talking about. Indirect fire, when it comes to modern weaponry, is artillery, where the artillery shell goes up and then it comes down.
Right.
You can do the same thing with arrows. Normally you shoot an arrow directly at the target. However, if you have multiple targets in a relatively confined area, you can shoot up at a 45 degree angle, and the arrows come almost straight down, which means the bad guys that you're attempting to kill can't tell where the arrows are coming from. Pretty neat, isn't it?
That's a great idea.
Another great idea, and there's a high possibility we'll have peasant soldiers from China on American soil that tend to be rather superstitious. There's multiple books available on how to recreate the authentic markings of American Indians and arrows with the precise colors and styles of markings. And if these peasant soldier boys from China think they're being shot by American Indians, their sergeants and officers aren't going to convince them anything different. They won't. They'll be convinced that American wild Indians are after them. In fact, a little amplification of that. I had my friend Tim Spencer is Native American, and he introduced me to a Native American chief about 8 or 10 years ago, who just moved to Missouri from Arizona. And what the chief used to do, just for the fun of it, he had an authentic U.S. cavalry tunic, the blue wool with the brass buttons, and a Winchester rifle with the brass studs on it, and, of course, his headdress. And he would find a place overlooking the Amtrak where they would be going rather slow, and he would stand there very stoic, holding the Winchester rifle at port arms very safely, and just watch the train as it went by slowly, just to impress the tourists with the fact that there was really wild Indians still around in Arizona. He had a lot of fun with that. In fact, I've heard that even now, the sheriff's departments in Arizona will get phone calls from tourists asking if it's safe to pass through certain parts of Arizona where they knew the Apaches might be laying in wait.
Wow.
That's the power of the media. Now, I don't know if Chinese peasant soldiers have seen American Westerns. I don't have that knowledge. But it won't take long for the rumors to spread that when they're here in America, that they're actually fighting barefoot Native Americans with bows and arrows. That'll scare the hell out of them, won't it?
Absolutely. And in war, the propaganda goes both ways, and especially in the enlisted troops and the soldiers who are, if they're, you know, we're talking EMP, and there's not much valid communication, the rumor mill is very prominent.
We'll feed into it. Yeah, that's what we'll do. Give them a dose of some medicine that will be very, very bitter, won't we?
Absolutely. And matter of fact, we didn't talk about it, but all these false flags that happened this weekend, the shootings, I'm like, okay, now they're going to ramp up they're going to cue the Supreme Court cases, and they're going to say, oh, we need to take your Second Amendment away. Oh, just, and I even heard the CDC has, you know, gun ownership as a malady or a disorder that they want to now going to regulate as well. And so when I hear all this stupidity, it just blows me away that, yep, they're going to cue all the false flags. So expect a lot more in the next couple of weeks, and they're going to probably roll out some asinine bill saying, oh, we need to take, and Schumer will be in charge of it with others, saying we need to take your rights away because, you know, we've had too many fatalities in the last 2 weeks.
Well, it's kind of funny how decisions on the status of mental health are politically driven. Homosexuality has always been legally categorized as a mental illness, but they've cut that page out of the book. Now they're going to insert a brand new page that firearms ownership is a mental illness. That's very strange, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Back to politics.
Yep. Very strange. Very strange. Oh, well. Well, Leon, all these events move forward. We're probably looking at even greater price increases of food and fuel both. We already have a nationwide shortage of baby formula. My daughter never touched baby formula. We made our own. No, there was no store-bought baby formula. We made our own using raw milk and brewer's yeast and several other healthy ingredients that we put in a blender, and we had a very healthy child who's now a healthy adult. So I don't see what the big deal is. Get some raw milk, get your own formula, get a blender, and make your own formula. It's, you know, what's the big deal there? But a lot of people don't know how to do that, I guess, do they?
I mean, first of all, lactation is natural. So I guess either mothers are too lazy or too concerned about their own conveniences to actually give the baby what God gave them. So if they want to get lazy and do that, that's their choice. And now they're giving a Chinese formula that has all, we're notorious for melanin and killing the dogs and killing humans and sending out bad things that'd be recalled. So if you trust the Chinese to give you anything that's going to be good for your baby, even if it says the word organic on there, then you're completely an imbecile. I would just say that to any mother who says, it's too much time. Well, you can also breastfeed and put it in the refrigerator. Put it in glass so there's no plasticizers in the babies, so they're not incorporating all those xenoestrogens and so xenohormones, which are, you know, the plastic has, you know, BPA and BHA and all the nasties that get in the baby formula, and they now drink it. So if you know that, first of all, give the baby something natural. That's why the difference between a C-section and a birth going through the birth canal, the health of the baby is so much better because they're exposed to the mother's natural antibodies. But if they come cut out with the razor blade, they don't get any of that. So their proclivity for having health issues the rest of their life goes up drastically. But it's not convenient for doctors because they can just stack babies, 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 babies all day long and go to the golf course the next day. Whereas if it's natural birth, it's whenever God wants them to come out. So when I hear about that...
In addition, I agree with what you're saying. In addition, if the mother has had the COVID clot shot, she may very well kill her baby with her own breast milk.
That's right.
How crazy and how sad is that? And maybe that's part of the plan, too, because a large percentage of these young mothers did, in fact, get the COVID clot shot, thinking they were doing the right thing, not knowing that they were doing something that would cause harm to their baby with breast milk. So No doubt, many tens of thousands of American women have commenced breastfeeding when they had no intention of doing so previously. No doubt also, many of those women have had the COVID clot shot, and they're going to cause harm, illness, possibly death to their own child with their own breast milk. That's completely insane, isn't it?
That's correct. And you know, if they were silly enough to take that because of lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6 in the Bible, my people perished because of lack of knowledge, not the world's people. So if the world is going to take the shot, then that's their choice, and they get the repercussions. I'm sad to see it, and I don't want the babies to die, but stupidity and ignorance will still kill people.
That's right. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Well, Leanne, I know you got to scoot out the door to take care of some business. You plan on getting back with us later in the morning?
Yes, I plan on jumping back on if I'm able to, as long as there's no complication on the road, but yes.
Well, we hope you can do that. Now, the fertilizer you're getting, it's not from a factory, is it, or is it?
No, sir. No, this is organic compost, and I already picked up 20 yards, and I'm going to get 5 more this morning. And right now I'm putting it on the Hugo Culture Garden that, you know, is 140 feet long by 12 feet wide, and then all the potato pots, and then I have all those other trees I picked up from NDC, the Department of Conservation. So I have a lot of use for that. And so I also have the elderberries, and, 300 cuttings of elderberries and more, and they got to get in there. And then I also have a bunch of sweet potato slips I got to get in. So I've got so many things to plant, and I only have so little time. And I just started my worm farm, and I have to, I'm supposed to wait 48 hours, but they've been in boxes, and I got to get them in the hopefully they aren't all dead. But I've got so many things going on at the same time. When you're by yourself, when you don't have any assistance, it takes you're up till midnight, and you get up whenever you get up.
And without any details, any word on our friend getting up there to join you?
No. His house is on the market, but that's about as far as. And right now, with interest rates going up and up, that's the only thing I can say is that.
Well, he may have missed his opportunity to sell. He needs to reduce the price, obviously. The housing market is at the beginning of collapse. Another 0.5 point right in the interest rates, and there will be a massive collapse of the housing market, especially in overpriced areas like where he is. So I hope he will make the right decision and downgrade his price so he can make a sale. Pretty amazing. Things are moving forward and not in ways that are going to help us, are they?
Correct. And right now, if you've ever been to a cattle, you know, where they have cattle pens and you block in the cattle to keep them from getting out, that's exactly what they're doing right now. They're blocking other things, food and water and other things, and, you know, gas. And so, you know, they're setting up the panels right now, people. And like you said, they are even those roundabouts going or those off ramps going towards St. Louis, they have places where they can lock people out. And so, you know, they're doing this, but they're doing all these, and so in small manners. So, and if you aren't paying attention to the big scheme and your situational awareness is not as good as it should be, what can happen is you'll be blocked out both financially and with food and everything else. And then you'll be like, how did I get locked into these barriers and these barricades? And it's because of, it's just ignorance. You don't know what's happening, and when it's too late. And they're expecting it, just like the cows are slaughtered that way, because the ones that have some oomph, chutzpah, you know, they'll kick the panels. But most people are just saying, okay, I'll wear the face diaper. I don't feel like dealing with it. And they just get along to get along. And so right now, we're beyond that point. You just have to say no, forcibly. Just like a little kid says to their parents when they don't want to do something. Yeah, they may get slapped. But eventually, we're going to all get slapped, but it may be with kinetic weapons. And so we've got to start standing up, because right now we're going to be in really bad waters.
Absolutely. Well said, Leon. Well said. Well, have a productive trip, and we hope to catch you later in the show.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.